Now, I wanted to get you on. Alex Anthopoulos was on with Jerry and Alan yesterday, and they were talking about the fifth starter spot in the rotation and what they may do when it comes up. And there was a lot of talk about Drew Hutchison and Chad Jenkins from Alex. And I'm wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about what you've seen from those two this year. I know that I think Drew's had three starts, Chad's had two. Numbers look pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah, I think both could be pretty good options for him, you know, down the road a little bit. I know Drew pitched last night, and I thought, or yesterday actually, and I thought he threw pretty well. He threw 5 2/3 innings, and you know, he used his fastball on both sides of the plate, and then we're really talking about a slider, and he threw a slider on both sides of the plate, and you know, he kept the ball down. He probably only elevated probably five balls the whole game, and to me, that's the best sign that he's creating angle and he's getting the job done. A lot of ground balls. And you know, and Jenk is just a big old horse, and he's got a chance to throw a ton of sinkers, and he's still working on his slider as well, but he's got a changeup that can actually play in the big leagues right now. So, you know, I think they both could be good options. I don't think, you know, if there's a need, I don't think you would, you know, panic and say, hey, we got to hurry up and get Drew up here, Jenkins up here. I mean, I think both of them could do okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know how successful they'd be. I mean, you never know how a guy's first start's going to be in the big leagues. You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, to me, they both have bright futures with the Blue Jays. So I think they could fill their need if they really had to.
With Sal Fasano and Sportsnet 590, The Fan, how different are these guys after spending as much time as they spent around the major league camp this spring?
You know, I don't think they're too much different. I mean, once you start to compete during the season, you know, guys are just ready to get going with their career, and they want to just compete and fight, and that's the good stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what you see is a maturity level that happens with them, and they see how important the work ethic is and where they have to go. So it's, I think when they start tasting it a little bit, the work just bumps up. So it's exciting to come to work on a daily basis, that's for sure.
And you also have Brett Cecil, and I mean, Alex made the point that he thought, at least from the reports and from, you know, from what he'd heard and from what he'd seen in spring training, he had an interesting point. He said, I'm a little concerned where we were last year with him. What have you seen from Brett? And is that going to be a fairly lengthy work in progress for you?
I don't think it's going to be lengthy. We've spoke a couple of times about his delivery and his front side. And we saw a little bit of a spike in his velocity already, and that was just with one really bullpen session watching his long toss. I think he is, you know, I think we forget sometimes he's only 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times you have ups and downs, and, you know, you're trying to, oh, geez, you got to forgive me, I'm in my car.
That's okay.
You know, he is still young, and he's still got a lot to learn about throwing, and you know, his mechanics aren't that bad, but they just need a little bit of tweaking. And I think a lot of times over the years, you're trying to appease you try to appease yourself and you try to get guys out and you forget what's important. And that's throwing the fastball and really, really getting it to work downhill. And, you know, we looked at his numbers in his last start and he threw like 60% fastball. And so obviously that's something that we're going to talk about and continue to try to address that. Hey man, that number has to bump up. If you want to get your velocity back, you have to throw your fastball, and that's what we're going to do. We have a side session today, and that's what we're going to try to work on is getting him to work on his fastball on both sides of the plate. And you know, he's got good enough command where he can throw it to four corners of the strike zone, and the more he does it, the better things are going to be. And I think he does still have a few more issues that we do have to weed in and weed out. But I think once we get it, he'll be just fine.
With Sal, okay. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I was just gonna ask you, Sal. We're joined by Sal Fasano in Sportsnet 590, The Fan. What's his attitude been like?
Oh, he's been great. I mean, he's one of the first kids that come to the ballpark. You know, he's always looking at video and he's always, you know, interacting with the guys. And if he can help, he's helping. And he's really a good teammate. I think we forget about that at times. And you know, that's really a big asset for these guys down here because he's, you know, he's still wanting to get to the major leagues again and stay in the major leagues. And he's just a regular guy, you know, and he just wants to get better. And to me, that's the best attitude he could have. You know, he's not having a pity party or anything like that, which I was concerned with at first and was wondering if it was going to get like that. But there was nothing like that at all. So he's actually been a model citizen, and it's nice to have him here.
How different is this year's team from last year's team in terms of its makeup, in terms of the position players? Is it, I don't want to ask you to compare talent levels. Well, actually, yeah, I do. I mean, is it as talented as last year's team?
No, it's not going to be as talented. But to the same respect, we have an older group. And with an older group, there are certain challenges that happen. You know, they're not, you know, we had a bunch of 21, 22-year-olds that played with, at times, a reckless abandon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you play that way, and, you know, sometimes they'll do whatever it takes to win, and that's what these guys are learning how to do, is do whatever it takes to get to the next level. And, we're really concentrating on how to work. So I don't know how that sounds on radio, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of times we just don't know how to work. So we're trying to get them to a situation where they know their routine when they come in on a daily basis, and they know what to expect from us and how the game is played at this level, and that's really where we're going at, is just teaching them how to work and teaching them how to prepare for the game, and hopefully we can get some good results pretty soon.
And I was going to say, Sal, when you do that, when you have older guys, by kind of giving them, I guess, a set of tools to use, the hope is that whatever is in there will be maximized, right? And then you see where it goes from there. If maximized means that a guy's, you know, not going to be able to play above AAA, so be it. But, boy, you may find the one guy, and I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe a guy like Tolisano or something like that. You find one guy who goes, you know, now there's a chance that this guy can get on a major league roster.
Well, I agree with you completely. I think, you know, there are certain guys. John is a great example of a guy that could be on a major league roster pretty soon. You know, he's been playing, you know, he actually had a little bit of a hamstring issue, but he's been playing the last couple of days, and he looks good in the outfield, and he's got a lot of thunder in his bat. And you just wonder if those tools click, what happens? And we have another guy, Justin Jackson, who, you know, he's had his ups and downs in the minor leagues. And, you know, the last few weeks up here, I mean, he's been tremendous. I mean, he's hitting about 400, and he's stealing bases. There's no fear in his game right now. And a lot of times, you know, we work with guys, and we want to try to see if they can get it right. And if they can get it right, they can feel it, and they can remember it. And for a lot of guys that have scuffled for their whole careers, they just don't know what right feels like. So now it's a whole nother teaching issue, trying to teach them what is right and what is wrong. And then hopefully they can, you know, they can repeat their swing or repeat their delivery on a daily basis. And that's when you start to see the success.
With Sal Fasano on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, one of the guys that we saw a lot in spring training that I know a lot of, especially National League scouts, really were speaking quite highly of is Jonathan Diaz. How has he adapted?
Well, he's been just fine. I mean, I told him he's going to come here. He's going to play every day. And, you know, there's no difference between AA and AAA for him. He just needs to work. He needs the consistent reps. And John is, I mean, he's a pleasure to have on your team. He's like a coach's dream. You just say, hey, man, today you're playing second. Today you're playing short. Just go ahead, play your game. And he does. And he goes out and he really enjoys playing. And, you know, he's always offering stuff to the other guys and helping with positioning and stuff. And he's a guy that I really think should be in the big leagues pretty soon, and I hope he gets that opportunity, because talk about a guy who deserves it. I mean, this guy has been one of our defensive specialists in the organization for the last 3-4 years, and he can compete, and he can compete at a high level. I mean, we had Johnny Mac here for a long time, and Johnny Diaz is in that mold, so I just hope that the opportunity lies where he gets it.
Of course, you are a former catcher in the majors. A.J. Jimenez is with the team. He's a guy that a lot of people in the organization have, obviously, they've had an eye on for some time. They think a great deal of him. How hard is it for you as a manager to not focus so much on the catching when you have a young guy that you know the organization's high on?
I love AJ. I mean, I think he's a great defensive catcher. I think he's the best defensive catcher we have. I'm still working with everybody at the same time. He's always in the corner of my eye. I don't think I can let him slide, because I think at this level right here, he's probably our top prospect in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I mean, I have to keep a close eye on him. And obviously it is my specialty, and that's what I really care about the most. But, man, going back to he's got a chance to be something special defensively in the major leagues. Now, if hitting comes around, then he'll be a good two-way player. But I think, you know, where he is right now, he's got a good learning curve, and I'm looking for him, because I'm supposed to be taking him to the ballpark, because we got early work right now.